Hey, welcome to the Bizarre Briefing for March.
Fuck.
March?
Got it's not even close.
Maybe if you said June or April.
The can March or May.
Can we retake that?
Nah.
Nah. Welcome to the Bizarre Briefing for May 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bryce Castillo, joined with Brant Hughes.
Hi.
And John Tilton.
Yo.
We are the behind-the-scenes staff here at Bizarre Magic. We do YouTube videos and podcasts and store stuff and funny goodness content for the internet.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it.
That should be the tagline. Bizarre Magic, : funny business stuff for the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could workshop that a little bit.
I like the current one on the website.
I'm going to fight hard to have it that verbatim.
Okay.
Oh, man. You know what? This is not on the topic list, but I just remembered it, and I kept meaning to put it on our topic list. But last month, we had a really good discussion about Scam School, the magic show that we do. I mean, probably you've heard of it. And doing intros, how we want to do the intros.
Yeah,
I think my episode that's going up tomorrow on the 1st, which is a mind control thing, is the first one to go up on YouTube that doesn't have the intro segment anymore.
Yeah.
Which is like what we talked about. Which, there is a bit of weirdness that I came up, that I discovered with that. So last month we were talking about, normally in Scam School you have the cold open, or the super tease, basically, right?
Right.
Where you've got Brian introducing himself, or you like really quickly selling the trick, then you've got the graphics, and then this walk and talk segment where Brian is introducing the show again, and then it goes into the show. Mm-hmm. We talked about how to change that up to make the show flow a little faster. And so in this coming episode, that intro bit where he's walking and talking just is gone, or it's been removed.
Mm-hmm.
And the downside that I came across when putting that episode together was that the super tease now was like twice as long or so. And that meant that, the theme song doesn't go long enough. So the whole by the time his thing is done, it's already into like the second Scam School. Oh yeah, so the graphic is up very briefly. But I do, and I think there might be a weirdness with probably just the way that it's implemented in this video. But going from the graphic then to the location footage of like this is where we shot the episode. I should have done a title that said filmed at or something to kind of introduce that a little better. But, in any case, I think it's really nice without it. And I think it's a good idea. And I'm glad that we've kind of got episodes that are like this, coming up.
It'll be a fun experiment to see how that kind of,
how people react to it.
Yeah. Probably. And there'll definitely be there's always going to be some dissenting voices, but I think once there's a little bit of acclimation to it, I think it'll serve the episodes well.
Yeah,
and I bet a lot of people initially too won't know what's gone. You know, like when someone gets their braces off or something, and they're like, something's different, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
and then forget about it.
It's been like 3 years since Brian stopped having spiky hair, and people they're still
surprised.
Yeah.
What happened to the hair?
Well, that's a little more,
or even worse.
If the intro's gone, I think that's less noticeable than Brian's, you know, hairstyle for a decade being different.
But. Or the people who comment that they're surprised that videos still get posted to the channel.
Yeah,
you know, after that really long break.
Oh no, the best are we get emails saying, "Oh, do you still make Scam School?" And it's like, well, why don't you just check, like, go to the channel,
Google it. Yeah.
Like you can, like you don't need a support email for that.
Yeah. Wait, they send you a support email that is just that.
Oh yeah, they won't even send it to the they won't even send it to Brian sometimes, and I know he gets emails like that too. But yeah, I'll get emails on the store account that are just like, "Oh, do you still do Scam School?" And it's like, "Yeah, we do." Like I'm always, you know, cheerful and happy to reply, but it's like, dude, you can like go to like you know how to find that
YouTube.com/Scam School or just Google Scam School.
Yeah, Google.
Yeah.
But anyway,
be like, "Oh, this was uploaded 2 days ago."
I always find it amusing.
Yeah. Speaking of people noticing things, this is on the top of our list, and I want to just get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you're smirking. All right, hold on. We might have words about this. I think what happened was okay. So a few weeks ago, this would have been the episode that came out right before the live night attack in San Francisco, if you are a fan of both of those shows, where we ran a domain.com ad for the first time ever, a second time.
Mm.
Now, the behind-the-scenes story is that there was a little bit of administrative flip-flop. We ran that ad a few weeks previous when we accidentally weren't supposed to. We were just not supposed to have an ad on an episode.
And then nobody caught that except for me after it went up.
Until after it went up, right.
I was like, hey.
And just because the way that the ad sales work is, I guess, we just had to give them that it kind of didn't count, basically. So we were told, hey, it's cool, you can just rerun it, since they technically didn't pay for that one, whatever.
Right.
And so that's what we did, because we was getting ready for a San Francisco show, and what else was something else was happening that week that I was busy or something. But there was an interesting reaction in the comments, because the first time it ran, people really seemed to like it. And so when it ran this time, you had people who really liked the ad, like unqualified, that was just like, oh, you guys always have really good ads. And then people who noticed that it was a rerun ad, some negatively, some just pointing it out, whatever. But yeah, so if you noticed, we did rerun an ad, simply because we could, not because we were explicitly told that we could, not out of like laziness, you know. Okay.
Well, maybe because we could is the wrong wording then, because that's because you know we get paid to do the unique ads,
yes,
and so that one would have been just a lost
lost
cost.
Time. Yeah.
So we were able to roll it into the other payment from domain.com.
Exactly. Now, having said all this, I understand. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel like I have an idea of your perspective.
Okay.
And just let loose.
It just seems so lame. It seems so lame to me. Like, I could see if we'd like set precedent like early on that, hey, we put a bunch of work into an ad and then we run it like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, which FilmRight did. And
yeah.
FilmRight was like the whole inspiration for the narrative ads.
Right.
But then I was full of so much gumption when we first started doing those. I was like, new ad every week, it's gonna be great.
Right.
And then, of course that catches up to you after 6 or 8 months or whatever. And you're like, oh God, what have I done?
Right. Right.
But yeah, like one of the, sometimes we have ads that are like entirely too long, but usually they're long for a purpose or they're like,
fun to make,
super weird.
Yeah.
Or impenetrable and just like hard to wrap your mind around in just like, this is an ad.
Yeah.
We do like to have fun with them a lot, and they take a lot of work. I would say a lot of my ads end up taking up as much time as the full episode.
Mm-hmm.
And one of like the strongholds behind me being able to say like this is totally justified is the fact that we put in so much effort, right? We put in like so much work to just bring you at least something new all the time. And I feel like that chips into that defense a little bit, right?
Okay.
It doesn't totally dismantle everything, obviously, but like it makes it just a little bit harder to justify if ads started repeating.
Right?
What would be cool is if like that rerun like if something was just like Photoshop top hats on everyone, or like something to make it like different in some like just stupid weird
small way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or like it's just like mirrored or something. And it's just like, Scam School, add mirror mode, and it just goes through the whole thing again. But I don't know. It's just a funny thought I had.
I definitely feel you on that. And because when we do get comments, it's comforting to know that I can say, hey, we try to make them fun or unique every time.
Mm-hmm.
This was the case of like, we were getting ready for San Francisco. We flew out early to San Francisco to do this live night attack that week. And so I had to make sure I was caught up on stuff like that super early. And then Brian left even earlier than I did. So it's not like I had him to film. I don't know. I feel okay having done it, but I understand that the repetition element is not a total positive. That there's some jankiness with that.
Yeah. I recognize that like you were in a rough spot, at least like scheduling wise and stuff like that. And so that like made a lot of practical sense to do, especially given the circumstances with the empty ad spot previously.
Yeah.
That was just, it made me a little sad.
Oh. Oh, man.
But also, like, you don't really archive your ads like I do.
I don't.
And so.
Sorry. I'm really bad about it. I've been trying to go through and make sure all of my stuff is backed up on our file server. Mm-hmm. I've been going through and making sure I'm doing that.
At least work. With Scam Schools.
And with Behind the Scam, or okay. Outside our giveaway videos.
Gotcha.
So. I should be pretty much up to date with that.
Okay.
And so as far as like archiving the ads, because you've started putting them unlisted and on the channel,
mm-hmm.
and then putting them in the ad playlist, I just haven't done that.
Yeah.
Unless there's something else that I'm missing.
No. No, that's it.
But yeah, sorry. And I'm so far behind on my music sheets.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably, I don't think I've done anything. When did the quarter end? Quarter ended this beginning of this month, right?
No, it was something like that.
Hold on.
It's weird. It's because it's not like
business quarters?
Yeah.
March 31st.
March 31st. So that would have been the start of last month.
So we're 2 months in. Yeah, so I'm probably like 2 months backed up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't feel great. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a power surge. So that's the repeat ad. # sorry about it.
Yeah.
That's
I just wanted to acknowledge it.
Okay.
Some people noticed it.
Yeah.
It's worth bringing up.
No, you're definitely right that it is.
Yeah.
When I saw it listed as gotta get called out on the topic sheet, I was like, man, if I gotta fight someone, I will. I feel justified on some a level.
But yeah, it was also the kind of thing where it's like, from the viewer perspective, right, they have no context for it. They just see, like, oh, there are all these ads, and then one's repeated for some reason.
Yeah.
So I at least wanted them to know, like, kind of what happened there.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. What should we talk about next? We've got a couple of different ways we can go. If we're talking about sort of more housekeeping stuff, what's up with this one?
So some people might notice, we're going to keep it pretty vague here for very specific reasons, but some people might notice that, there was a day where all of the extended outtakes were gone. And then the day after that, all of the Scam School extended outtakes were gone.
Oh no.
Right now, currently all of the Scam School extended outtakes are still gone. They're still on the internet, but I think they're private at this point.
Yeah.
All of the Modern Rogue extended outtakes are still up. There's actually one that's going to go up today.
Ooh, very cool.
Real quick aside.
Okay.
I pushed that to upload before I came over here, and something real bad happened, and I looked back over, and it had uploaded 65 files to the channel.
Oh my god!
And I was like, I don't know what's happening. So I think at some point, like somehow, it took like the episode folder and uploaded all of that. So it was like all of these cached files and stuff.
Most of that wouldn't have gone through, though.
No, and luckily it defaults to having everything unlisted. Mm. So before I came over here, I was a little late because I was sitting there deleting all of the videos. And so that was fun. But yeah, there's...
So we just for right now...
There's some weird like behind-the-scenes stuff. So hopefully by next month, either one of two things will happen. Either one, those will be back up, mm-hmm. or two, we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
so that's what the outtakes.
Yeah.
To sort of wrap up housekeeping, we talked about this at the start of last week, and then you guys poked me about it because no one else... You said no one would know what this was. But then we got it. We have been nominated, the Bizarre Briefing has, for the podcast awards in the business section.
Wow.
So we are now a podcast awards nominated. Here it is. Business podcast. So we got Disney Magic, DH Unplugged, the Bizarre Briefing.
Oh. Look at that. We're all grown up.
So previous winners, as we were just discussing before the show, Freakonomics.
Yes.
And
Planet Money.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Money.
So pretty cool being up there.
So if you want to do your part, go to hat.t2t2.eu. Sign up. There's a bookmarklet that helps you vote every day. You can vote every day, and it's exciting. I'm excited that we were included as a part of the Diamond Club fan podcast voting slate, and it's exciting. We've been put us alongside Cord Killers and Weird Things and all sorts of other great podcasts, so please hat the system, hat.t2t2.eu, and help us get that trophy, and then we'll set up a Patreon so that
we get three trophies. How does that work? How are we splitting this trophy if we get it?
You have to pay for the trophy, so we could pay for
three. Oh, you just pay for three. Got it.
Yeah.
So there's no fighting or competition for the trophy. Could be a fun segment. We just get one and then fight for it.
Or we could fight who pays for all three.
I imagine it's a lot like our comedy album plaques. Right? Like,
yeah.
You go out and you buy the plaque and you're like, hey, we got a plaque for being Billboard number one charting comedy album.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody gives that to you. You have to go buy it and make it yourself. And it's like,
yeah, that is kind of the only slightly lame. Like,
well, and
imagine the Academy Awards and they're like, Leonardo DiCaprio, please, that'll be $1,000 for your Academy Award.
I mean, that is not uncommon, paying for your trophy from the trophy place when there are super low entrance fees.
Yeah.
So this was like a $10 entry fee, but then you got to pay depending on what size you want for the trophy if you win.
Biggest. Like,
oh, you can pay for size too?
Yeah, they have a big and a small one. So the big one is like
$400. Oh, wow. Yeah,
the small one is like $250, I think.
Those are all pretty pricey.
Yeah, I don't want...
No, I mean, for a good trophy, that's about right. Depending on how big they are. I also just don't know how big they are.
I just don't think a trophy goes with, like, the theme of my apartment, right? Like, I don't think it fits in with my modern contemporary aesthetic.
Do you think so?
No.
Oh.
Like, where would I even put it?
I don't know. I've been in
Tell
your
me,
apartment.
Bryce, where in my apartment would I put this trophy?
I've been in your apartment a total of 30 seconds. Ever.
That's
which
true.
Might be more than John, maybe? I don't know. Have you ever been to...
It's more
I haven't
John.
Been to your new place. Yeah. I haven't been to any place inside. I've only seen it in videos and then been outside of your old apartment to give you things.
Oh, yeah.
I was inside your apartment long enough to realize that our apartments are laid out exactly the same.
It's pretty common in Austin to have stuff like that.
Sure.
There's a lot of houses in Austin that are exactly the same.
Well, houses, that makes sense. But apartments in two different parts of the city. But anyway, I don't know, put it on your desk or something.
It just reminds me of, are you guys big Homestar Runner fans?
Yeah.
There's that email. This is an old one. Sure. So there's this email where like the cheat gives himself a trophy in the animation he's making. It's like, here are the treat, have a trophy.
And then it pulls back out
into my mind.
It pulls back out in the cartoon. Yeah, yeah. Still in the cartoon. Like that.
Yeah.
Great cartoon, the cheat. Oh, here, have another trophy.
Yeah. Homestar.
So thank you everybody for voting, or continue to vote. I think the voting will last.
You can vote every day as well.
Yeah, you vote every day for 2 weeks, and you do have to verify your email. So when you submit it, make sure you check your email and click the link.
Yes, I did this the other day, and it's very easy as well. Email comes, you just click it, you know, it's, I actually manually voted too, because I like looking through all the stuff. Mm-hmm. I pretty much voted for just what the, you know, recommended, inner circles are, but there were, I forget, I think there was just one that I changed on. I forget what it was.
The bizarre briefing.
Yeah, it was, like, I didn't feel comfortable voting on it.
I want Disney Magic to win. This is where John looks off at the side and tells us, actually, yes.
I did not vote for the Disney Magic podcast, although I did click it to see what it was, and it didn't look very good.
It's funny, because the mics didn't probably pick it up, but as soon as you said Disney Magic, like, Thunderstruck, it was pretty good. Like,
if I was an Imagineer, I would figure out a way to make Thunderstrike whenever anyone talks crap about my podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
That's some Imagineering stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, this month...
It's been a doozy.
This month has been real rough. Do you want to talk about your really rough week?
Sure.
And then I can talk maybe vaguely about this past week, which was also pretty intense.
Yeah. So kind of.
There it is.
Kind of back to back for me. There was the Puzzle Pint episode of Scam School. Puzzle Pint number 3.
Yeah,
Dead Drunk, and it was a bit of a longer episode, 15-minute episode, but filming it took 2 hours or so.
2 hours straight.
Yeah, which is, I believe, to be the longest Scam School that has been recorded.
Individual episode of Scam School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I was at the shoot, and the shoot itself was, like, brutal to just be. And I wasn't even, like, I was just, like, kind of at the shoot helping here and there. Yeah. I wasn't, like, legitimately working the shoot, so it was, like, just being there was exhausting, so I can't even imagine.
And it was
the edit.
As far as the environment, it was kind of a rough place to shoot at, because we were in this kind of small patio that wasn't expecting us. So, or not that they weren't expecting us, but just... They were there to set up for this puzzle thing, not for also a video crew. So it was kind of tight, and it was very humid that day, and there wasn't a lot of, like, wind, because this place had, like, covering over the patio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a tough shoot.
Yeah, and, like... We didn't have great lighting at the time, and this was also at the tail end of all of the other Puzzle Pint episodes, which kind of
both like
took quite a while.
At least a half hour each.
Yeah, and so everybody was kind of worn down, and then it took a long time, and then Brian fell in the middle, and that took a long time to clean up and fix and everything.
That was great, though.
Yeah, and so that episode went out, and that was a hell of an edit. And
it turned out, though, as you can see by both the number of likes, and as well, if you just watch this, it's fun to go through that whole comic, and it's
You did a really great job of animating the motion comment element of it.
Because when we're on the shoot, you know, I'm thinking like, how are people even going to follow along with what's going on? Like, I'm there. I can barely see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But just this whole, you know, all this animation work that you did here just really helps you. You feel like you have that material in front of you. And I guess you can print it out, too, if you wanted to. But just really brings it alive.
Yeah, thanks. It was really great that they had, like, digital copies, like, available.
Yeah.
So that way I could just pull that down and kind of work with it.
And I think you made the right choice in the episode, literally just being, hey, we're just going to walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show you the whole answers. Go try it yourself. Because otherwise it would have been twice as long, probably.
Yeah, and there's still a little bit of setting up in there, because...
I whistle when I laugh sometimes. I don't think you guys ever knew this. I have it really bad today. It only happens sometimes. But if you're hearing the whistle...
Sure.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize for it. I can't control it.
We have John whistling into the microphone. We have thunder outside messing up all of these microphones right now. Chaos.
That's what's causing me to whistle into the microphone.
But yeah, it was... As I was putting it together, like there's certain setups that you have to have for the payoffs to make sense, even if you're just watching it for fun.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of work, and you also kind of have to, you do this with most episodes, but it was most apparent here because so much of like the in-camera footage was sort of unhelpful for like understanding what was happening.
Yeah.
And usually when you watch an episode, like I don't hear anything that they're saying. I just kind of look through the viewfinder of the camera and make sure that I have all of the beats covered that I can visually see. And so I don't actually, a lot of times I don't actually know the trick. Like usually if it's like a really visual thing, I can piece together, oh, this is what happened. Mm. But a lot of times there have definitely been some episodes where they performed the trick and the episode was over and I still didn't know what the trick was.
Really?
Yeah. There have been a couple of those.
Especially because you're focusing on a lot of other stuff going on,
yeah,
too, not just what's being done.
I'm like working on the master shot that's on the tripod. I'm working on my shot. I'm making sure that a lot of stuff is going right. And so I can't always pay attention on that kind of thing. So when I go into the edit, I have to like piece together, okay, this is everything that's happening. This is the trick, how it's being set up, how it's being paid off, how they're teaching it, all of that stuff. You have to like reconstruct that episode in your head. Mm-hmm. And so with this, like there was a ton of like reconstructing things and piecing together, okay, what clues did they find? How did they find them? How do I show that they found them? All of that kind of stuff. And it was a whole thing, especially since they were like super drunk at that point.
Yeah, yeah. They were kind of far gone.
Yeah.
For an hour in. I wonder if... So this was right before South By and Justin was in town, so they were kind of having fun.
Yeah.
Too. And then right after that...
Right after that, we had our Modern Rogue episode of carving wood with chainsaws. And that was a 3-hour shoot. So... That was even more so.
That was another shoot.
That shoot so long because of just how long it takes to carve the actual wood, or
both that and just all of the explanation of process? Here's how you do things. Here's let's make sure that we're not doing anything like super dumb and unsafe. And
yeah,
I don't know. Just the whole thing took a long time, and also storming,
setting up. Yeah. Took a while, and it stormed, so it was the kind of thing where normally we've got someone to help out with audio, usually Roberto, but for the Modern Rogue we really haven't been doing that as much, and so in the middle of this shoot it starts to rain. And we're you can see in the video we're under like a metal sort of enclosure.
The rain makes it look cool. I'm sorry for any added trouble that this caused, but I remember watching this and be like, oh, it's so cool that it's like raining.
It did look really nice.
Yeah.
But it's this metal overhang, and so
it's just a carport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it starts to rain a little bit, and we're sure it's fine. And then at some point, it just opens up, and it's water everywhere. And so it's partially like, hey, it's a good thing we picked to go here and not like 30 feet over where there was a good background and no covering.
Right. Yeah.
But also we weren't even sure that whole episode. I was like, I don't know how good the audio is going to be on any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Between the chainsaw, just a chainsaw, literally a chainsaw.
Right. That's a hard thing to mic.
Right.
Yeah.
And then having this torrential rain beat down upon a metal roof over you.
Mm. There was literally a moment where I took off the headphones and could hear nothing but rain.
Yeah.
Like people were yelling and I could not hear them over the rain.
Yeah. We were done and you were saying that thankfully it sounded like it came out really, really great. Audio wise, I remember you saying during or after the shoot that you could hear them better in the headphones than without.
Sure.
During like the chainsaw segments, and like you pulled out a lot of really great audio. I couldn't have heard when we shot it.
Yeah.
But it definitely was rough. It was long, and then that was that the episode you immediately started that next week.
I want to say they were a week apart. They might have been two.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it was also really rough because usually our episodes are pretty structured in like I'm gonna like demonstrate a thing and then I'm gonna explain it or something like that. Where they're like clearly even if it's not the same structure as all of our other videos, all of the Modern Rogues have pretty clear like segment breaks when they do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas this was just like all the way through, it was kind of a mess as far as like delineating specific moments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of back and forth and I'm doing carving and then now I'm explaining stuff. And I, you know, it would require a tremendous amount of planning to do it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was tough just to like find the narrative in there and work it down to a reasonable episode.
It was a pretty kind of unstructured just shoot, which is pretty rare for these Modern Rogues so far.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough.
But we made it through.
We just had Memorial Day weekend, and. We were shooting a project that hopefully we can talk more about next month, without getting into too many specifics, I ended up doing this shoot like four days out of a 5-day period, between that we also had a Modern Rogue shoot. Over the weekend, and I didn't add with Brian that day, and you know we've all been boosting this month. Probably we've been using our boosters, and I've got a feeling that like that we're in the cool down just a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Like,
hopefully.
I always feel like I'm in the cool down section, and then it doesn't arrive. So I'm just like, oh yeah, the cool down's coming. No, it's not.
Between all of that, we were even considering, like, well, we also need to figure out this game school shoot. Whether it's, you know, this week we have to have one next, or we're gonna have one next week too. So do we do 2 weeks in a row? You know, we've already gotten in touch with all these other bars for this other thing, so like, you know, just and then before that we had another project that hopefully we can talk about next month that we filmed and kind of had a turn. We thought we had to turn it around really quickly, and then it kind of got held up with something, so mm-hmm. That was another thing of just like, we've also got to get this done like now.
Hey.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's very What's bright.
Up? Sorry.
Hey.
So the power went out.
The power did go out.
Yep, we're here without power. As you may have, there was some foreshadowing earlier
between
the episode.
Between the audio spikings and the multiple light flickers and the other edit that we're gonna have to make in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
All
of a sudden this is like a very important meeting.
Yes. No. Oh my gosh. Yes. That's
which,
it.
Which we haven't
done in a while.
Yeah, we haven't put any on the Scam Stuff channel, but yeah.
So, what were we talking about right before we went off? If we can just put a button in that.
Long edits.
Yes. Long edits.
Let me just say it was a long week of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was talking about how. You know, our schedules for the amount of videos you guys do every week is already pretty packed. And so just adding anything on top of that, it just makes it like even crazier. So we had two, pretty close, like week 2 weeks in a row that were an added video on top of the already heavy workflow. So that was tough, I think, especially for you guys. I mean, you know, that's not really a main part of what I do, and it still affected me in a big way. So,
please talk into the mic, John.
Talk right into it. But we were talking about that, and then the other thing we wanted to discuss was we made a kind of a change to the giveaway videos each week where we've been
doing secret codes.
Yeah, doing secret codes, and we were curious about how people would respond to that, and it's been very positive, so it looks like that'll be something that we keep doing.
Yeah. I was in the Diamond Club chat.
She's very bright.
The first time, it's a little bright. A week or two ago, and so and this was late at night, and someone's like, yo, hey, because he didn't realize I was in the chat. He was like, hey, does anybody know the scam school code for this week? I was like, yeah, I do. And no, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, people email a lot, and they'll be like, this one guy was all emailing, and he was saying, well, can I know the code? I can't figure it out. And I was like, well, we cover the answer of the code, you know, every single week. You just have to wait until the giveaway is over. And he's like, wants to know the code now, clearly, because he wants to get a better chance of the prize. So he's like making up all these reasons about like why he needs to know the code. He's like, well, can I have Brian's email address? I'm like, sure, but he won't give you the code. So it's pretty funny. But all that represents people being excited about, you know, extra stuff. So,
and it's been fun to do them. We've been putting work into making sure that they're challenge. There's like a challenge to them, right? So like, two weeks ago we did the book code.
Yeah.
With this page of gibberish that didn't help, but was in the previous week's episode.
Yeah.
Then the week after we did some Morse code sort of glitchy stuff, kind of. And I won't say what this one is, assuming that this episode, it won't come out this week. No, but
it's nice to
believe.
Yeah.
So it's been fun to like try to figure out what will be an interesting challenge for people, and will make them get, because it definitely feels like it's getting into a rhythm now where people will want to come watch these just to try to have fun figuring out these codes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is really great. I think this will have to do it for now for our briefing, sorry.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that we didn't maybe cover that we...
I think that about it.
No, yeah, I mean, those are the big topics. Like, sometimes we talk about, you know, different items, but I think with the circumstances, I feel like we did pretty well.
Yeah, I gotta go home and see if my power's on.
Yeah, make sure.
Oh yeah, because you look kind of close here.
At home are okay. Do you have surge protectors at home?
Some of my stuff is on surge protectors.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of joking about maybe hanging out here for a while between shows, but
yeah, like, what will
I don't even know if the power's gonna come back on. And I can't, there's not even Wi-Fi, so I don't know. We'll just have to see what's going on with this power stuff. But thank you guys. By the way, new website, bizarrebriefing.com, an easier way to get to the show. Plugs, anybody want to plug anything, Brant?
Twitter.com/Gatowag, GATOWAG. That's you could probably, that's good.
Nice.
You can go to John Tilton on Twitter, but like I don't use it anymore.
You haven't been tweeting. I'm very sad.
I know, it's bad. Like I feel sometimes I have things to tweet about, but when you don't do it as regularly either, you're like, well, that tweet counts because it's like, well, that would be the only thing I've tweeted in the last 2 months, and then it just makes it even because you know.
Yeah,
but whatever. Real quick, themodernrogue.com.
Yeah,
we just
it looks good.
Redid all that and. Forgot to talk about it.
It looks very good.
Thank you. The guys worked on it for that ad, and then I was like, "Well, I need to change this," but I didn't want to do it immediately because then like the episode goes up and people go there and they're like, "This isn't at all what they made."
Right.
But it is pretty different now. It's got the cover page, which looks really nice, and then if you go into the website, it's just like a single page thing that has all of the episodes laid out in sort of like a grid-like template.
And actually, if you go to the very, very bottom of the page, you can find contact info for myself and Bryce and Brian.
Oh, great.
And Jason. And it's got, like, links to Twitter, Twitch, website pages, all that stuff.
Very cool. Wait, what Twitch?
You've got...
Oh, all of our Twitches and stuff,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yours
and very cool.
Mine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
This makes me want to Twitch
need,
now.
You need to get on Twitch. You're barely on Twitter.
I've streamed more on Twitch than I have posted to Twitter in the last 2 months, but that was only because we were doing
a thing.
The story's too long.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Cool. Very cool. TheModernRogue.com?
Yes.
TheModernRogue.com. Check me out on Twitter and Twitch. Brycas, B-R-Y-C-A-S. Go to the website, BizarreBriefing.com. Subscribe. Tell your friends about it. We are a Podcast Awards nominated podcast, so go to hat.t222.eu and get the booklet. And vote
so
every day.
The power couldn't hold us.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
professionals.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
this just proves that we deserve to be nominated,
even through this adversity.
Yes. Yeah,
we're still finishing
the
episode.
Power.
Even saying the title wrong, we didn't redo it. So this is just this is a comedy of errors this week on this a month from
it,
the end.
It continues.
Loves to the
to
end.
To the very end.
We will see you guys next week. Bye bye.
Later.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.